good to be with you on this Friday, the 13th of September. Hopefully it is not an unlucky day for you and that a lot of luck comes your way on this Friday. Look, my name is Karen Durandy, standing in for your regular host, Tiger. He should be back in the chair on Monday. Before we continue, I want to firstly begin by acknowledging traditional owners of the land where Let's Talk is broadcast. I'd also like to pay my respects to our elders, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander elders and non-Indigenous elders. And I'd like to also welcome you if you're listening to Let's Talk through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Great to have you along. Or whether you're listening to us on the World Wide Web, we do broadcast on the web as well, live stream they call it, I think, at 989fm.com.au. Although, or you could be actually listening to us on our 989FM app on your mobile phone. So thank you for tuning in. Look, a couple of things that we're going to be doing today. We're going to tell you a bit about the annual Murray Rugby League Carnival that's happening in Ipswich later this month. And we're going to talk to the event organiser, Troy Byers, in just a moment. And we're also going to catch up with Scotty Prince as well. Amazing fella, great footballer, of course, who wrapped up his football career this year at the Broncos. So we're going to have a bit of a yarn with Scotty Prince as well. So I hope you can stay with us for Let's Talk today. Let's Talk Rugby League and talk about the Murray Rugby League Carnival. And Troy Byers is with us. G'day, Troy.
Hey, good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's not too long now before the annual carnival is upon us. Tell us a bit about the history of the Murray Rugby League Carnival.
Well, the carnival was produced probably 2 years ago down on the Gold Coast last year.
How many? 3,200, did you say?
3,200, yep.
Wow.
And that's because the mob out there, if you want to get a free ticket, you can go to pass.
Just by getting a health check?
Just by getting your health check, yeah.
Right. And you've got the Queensland Aboriginal and Islander Health Council and, of course, as you said, the foundation there involved in the carnival. I guess with the Health Council, their membership, of course, are the AMSs who are the ones that are carrying out these health checks.
Yeah, well, they do all the health checks for the all the teams because, as you know, we've got teams from Cairns, from the Torres Strait. We've even got Northern Territory are sending three sides this year in the men's, women's and under-15s for the first time.
True story. I thought they only played AFL up there.
Yeah, well, I think they're trying to get in there, so it's fantastic. But we've got four teams from the Torres Strait in the men's, which is great. As most people know, Aragon Warriors won it last year. So
Are they returning to defend the
they're
title?
They're returning. Definitely. They want it. Being the Australian champions, winning the Murray Curry as well, they really want to win it again. So, but we've also got Yarrabah that was runners up last year. They're coming back down.
Hoping to go one better this time.
Yeah, the boys are very keen from Yarrabah, but we've also we've got that for the first time because we've never had Townsville sort of or that area represented. Now we've got three teams out of those areas coming this year. So. It's great. It's a great mix of everyone from all different regions coming, which is what we've always wanted. As because this is now a state carnival as such, so the under 15 boys can get picked to play. I know there's not an All Stars this year, but they're also still getting to play in Newcastle in February next year as a Queensland side, and tour Papua New Guinea straight after the carnival.
And is there a side that's also going to tour New Zealand as well?
Yeah, that's the Murray men's side gets picked from the carnival. 2 weeks after that, they're on a plane to play two tests against the New Zealand Maoris.
So are we getting any big names in any of the sides, particularly in the men's side?
Well, there'll be definitely NRL players playing. Mm-hmm. Probably the hardest thing to say is because there's finals at the moment.
Yeah.
If some players don't make finals, I think the whisper's out there.
Yeah.
Some players will be coming. So We'll just have to wait and see which ones are there. But I know that, you know,
well, Chris Sando's been to a couple.
He's
of
been
them.
To everyone.
Yeah, to everyone. Yeah.
He played for Aragon last year, and I think he played for Cherbourg the first year.
Yeah.
So he'll be definitely, I'd say, back. I just don't know which team he'll be with or anything. But there's a lot of talk on some players coming. So
right.
There's a lot of Q Cup players as well that are definite. So they'll be in there.
Yep. Fantastic. And tell us about, we tend to focus on the fellas. Tell us about the women's sides.
Well, women this year, we've actually got areas, which is great. And the women's from our carnival get to be picked it's not actually called a Queensland side as such, because we invite Northern Territory in and we want those girls to have a pathway as well. So we call it a Northern Zone, play a Southern Zone in February next year down in Newcastle as well.
All right. And this is because you're not able to, well, as you were saying before, we don't have the All-Stars next year because of the World Cup, but there'll still be an opportunity for...
Yes. The girls
for reps
will definitely
to play somewhere.
Get picked in a side to play. And they'll play the Southern, which will be New South Wales, Victoria, or sort of ACT area.
Mm.
And I think from there the talk is that they'll pick an Australian side to play the Gillaroos.
All right. Now,
sort of mid next year.
Tell us about how the game is played, because it's not the full 80 minutes that would expect with a rugby, league match.
We've got exactly 50 sides coming in the three divisions. No time out for injury. So basically, it's 20 minutes each way. Our concept is if you win a first half, you get 1 point. If you win second half, you get 1 point. And if you win the game overall, you get three. So it gives every team opportunity. You might win a half a game. You might win the whole game. But I tell you, when it comes down to those final 16, 1 point could separate a few teams.
Now, it's not just a football carnival. There's lots of other things happening on the sidelines too, isn't
definitely,
there?
Definitely. We have a careers expo.
So it's a real good family atmosphere.
Yes, definitely. And a lot of the focus this year too with the Urban Institute, Deadly Choice and Quake is a lot on healthy eating too. So you'll see a lot more tents up there and information on about healthy eating.
So there'll be no meat pies or any of that kind of stuff on
there'll be
sale?
A limited range of those sort of things. So we're sort of focused
not the
on
kind of things that we typically
healthy.
Might eat at a football match anyway.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. So, but no, as we said, we're trying to get the mob to have plenty of water, things like that. So that's what we want them to drink more than anything else.
Yeah, well, it is warming up too, so I guess you're going to need a lot of water as well. So the carnival itself from the 26th to the 29th of September?
Yes, correct.
At the old Cambu grounds, you were saying?
Yeah, definitely. The finals are on that on the Sunday, so it'll be a big weekend, week of footy again. So, and for the Ipswich area, so everyone that wants to come out and see, and you'll definitely see Q Cup and NRL players playing. Just at the moment, they won't be probably named properly, but they'll be definitely playing. So everyone out there, get out and have a look at it. It's a great event and a great carnival.
Yeah, well, no doubt hear about it. And you know how the Murray grapevine goes, so I'm sure that there's a few names being tossed about right now.
good on you.
Thank you, Troy, for having a yarn with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Troy Byers there, the event organiser for the Quake Arthur Beetson Foundation Murray Rugby League Carnival on from the 26th to the 29th of September at the Briggs Road Sporting Complex in Ipswich. And as Troy mentioned, if you get along to your local AMS, at least here in southeast Queensland, and get the health check, you will be able to score yourself a four-day pass to the Murray Carnival. So might be worthwhile checking that one out. Well, we are at the business end of both codes of rugby league and of AFL. We're hoping to get a hold of Gilbert McAdam to preview the weekend's game in the AFL. But for the moment, I wanted to turn our attention and talk to one of a great Queensland player, Scott Prince, of course, who announced his retirement from the game. He, of course, is finishing out his career with the Brisbane Broncos, the team that he started out with all those years ago. We won't focus too much on that, though. Scotty Prince, welcome to Let's Talk.
How you going?
I'm well, thank you. I should mention that Scott is driving at the moment, but he's on hands-free, so we don't want to get the brother in trouble with the coppers or anything like that. So if the line drops out now and then, you'll know why, because he is on hands-free and he is driving at the moment. So we won't distract you too much from your driving there, Scott Prince, but I wonder if you can tell us a bit about yourself, your mob and country.
Yeah, no, I'm born and raised in Mount Isa.
Tell us about the last name Prince. It's an unusual sort of surname for Murray fellow. Is there a story to it?
No, that's obviously off my father. A bit different. I can think of worse last names anyway.
Oh dear. Now, did you always play rugby league? I mean, how did you get into the sport?
I started off when I was...
And what was that experience like, leaving Mount Isa and going over to Townsville?
Yeah, it was hard, obviously,
You know, when you said that you cried yourself to sleep, I think there was a collective right around our listeners then, especially amongst the mums of us listening to your story about that. But you obviously got through.
Yeah, no, I got through, obviously, with the help. You know, I wasn't the only one that was homesick, but, you know, we're able to get through that and really focus on knuckling down and enjoying the football and schoolwork at that time.
Now, who else was, in that group of young fellas? Was it just you? Are there other NRL players in the current crop who also came through the same time as you?
At the moment, I wouldn't say anything.
So you actually started out with the Cowboys, not with the Broncos, as I originally thought then?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, not many people know, that I first started at the Cowboys as a 16-year-old and went right up till when I was 20, and that's when I left. So I went to Broncos at the age of 21 and went Broncos down the West Tigers, up in Queensland, the Gold Coast Titans, and obviously finished at the Brisbane Broncos.
Well, with the Broncos, I mean, you're a 20-year-old, 21-year-old. I guess the transition just as hard?
Oh, yeah, no, it was difficult. I'm the first few games and then found my feet halfway through the season. And then, unfortunately, I got injured, with my first break of my leg, so... But, the transition was quite hard. Again, I had to get used to, moving from Townsville to Brisbane, the big city. I remember living in a two-bedroom unit in Red Hill, and I was too scared to leave the suburb. You know how small Red Hill is, so it took me about 6 months to get out of Red Hill.
I remember when I first moved down to Brisbane, I'm from the Torres Strait, so even smaller community than Mount Isa or Townsville, and a girlfriend of mine used to say, oh, don't catch the trains, it's really scary in Brisbane there, so I freaked out. I didn't go anywhere, so I can I get you. I get where you're coming from there.
Yeah, now my outing was up to Ashgrove, which was the next suburb up. It was only like 500 metres away, but that was my outing for the day.
Oh my goodness! But yeah, you broke your leg twice, I think, when you were at the Broncos first time round.
Yeah, no, I broke it first year I was there. So it was a dark time for me that year. I lost my father, who died in a car accident. Was not long after my 21st birthday, so. And then with the break, with the injury, it was a year that I'd rather forget. But, it was a really dark time in my career, especially earlier on. So I basically, wiped that year off and wanted to work really hard and get.
What got you through?
Obviously, I wanted to do, and that was to represent Queensland and Origin, and do the things I wanted to do as a kid growing up was always my dream to represent Queensland and play NRL football. So I guess that was the driving factor, and I guess that's what got me through those dark times and all those lonely times when I was training by myself in rehab.
Yeah, and it paid off, especially when you went then off to the West Tigers.
Yeah, that's right. I went down to West Tigers, had an opportunity to ring in.
And look what happened after all that darkness, in the early 2000s. You finally you went on. You captained the side in 2005 where they won the grand final.
Yeah, it's a bit weird how it works, you know. Like I signed with the Brisbane team, who I'll never forget. Mm.
You mentioned there, what was the West Tigers your dad's team, was it?
The Broncos.
Oh, the Broncos. Team. All right. Because I was just wondering, the time that you were growing up. Well, the Broncos would have, they celebrated their 25th anniversary, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. And they gave you a send-off too at the last game there against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's right. It was it was a massive occasion, the Broncos wanted to celebrate, obviously my career and the 300th NRL game that I played. So, it's a bit weird at the moment as far as being retired. So, it's disappointing in one way that we couldn't be part of the final footy for the season, but I guess the way it ended, it's for myself with the great win over the Doggies and finishing on that 300 game mark is something special and something I don't take for granted. So yeah.
I was at this game there, Scotty, and I saw you run out on the field there. Did you have your kids with you? Did you?
Yeah, my two daughters, Carla and Kaylin. So, we talked about it during the week, and the Broncos were great in that whole, the way they set up that last game. For myself personally and my family. So, I get the opportunity, and the kids loved it. I think Carla, my oldest one, she was a little bit nervous. She wanted to go to the toilet before she ran out, but there was no time.
Oh dear, yeah, no. Of course, I've not meaning to gloss over it. Of course, your time with the Titans as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the opportunity to, after West Tiger Day.
And by that stage, you were a married man and with children.
Yeah, no, I was all shacked up, ready to, with the family. Yeah, I had great times at the Titans.
Yeah, and it was at that stage. You had the Broncos, you got the Cowboys, and there was that. Some were arguing at the time that there was a need for a second team in Southeast Queensland. There'd been teams that had come and gone before. I'm thinking of the Seagulls before the Gold Coast.
Yeah, the Seagulls. Mm. There's quite a few. The Seagulls, the Giants, the Chargers, and now the Titans.
All right. Yeah. Okay, well, look, we really appreciate the time that you've spent with us, driving too, mind you. I thought we might get your tips at least for the first week of the finals anyway, to wrap up. Of course, we've got tonight's game. This will be a big one, the Rabbitohs versus the Melbourne Storm. What's your feeling on this game?
This is another great. I think the Rabbitohs will win this one tonight. It's going to be a tough game. It won't be easy, but with Craig Inglis, hitting form, mate, they'll be hard to beat.
Yeah, and I think the Storm were lucky to get a win last week against your old team there.
Yeah, I watched that one pretty closely. It was the Titans, I thought, were outstanding the week before against the.
All right. Well. These are all like your old teams that are featuring. You've got the Sharks and the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, I'm really keen on this one. If there was one team through the finals that I want to win, it is definitely the Cowboys, my little mate, Matty Bowen. So, the Cowboys, with all the teams in the finals, they've really hit some form at the right time of the year too. So,
all right, so that's... That's tomorrow, that game. Now we've got the other Saturday game, and it's, of course, the minor premiers against the Manly Sea Eagles, Sydney Roosters and the Manly Sea Eagles. You reckon that'll be a tough one?
Oh, mate, they're going to be tough, this one.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see how we go. And, of course, the final game. The Broncos, oh, not Broncos, we wish it was the Broncos.
I'm thinking, I'm not going to train it yet.
it's the Doggies and the Knights.
Oh, Doggies, Knights. This is a toss of the coin. I'm going to go Newcastle off the back of Jared Mullen.
All right, no worries then. Well, look, we appreciate you coming in and having a chat about your career, an excellent career. And also giving us some tips there. I'm going to make sure I put these ones in and say, well, and if I get them all wrong, I can blame you.
Hey, look at that.
Don't. All right. And what have you decided what you're going to do? I mean, I remember having this conversation with you some other time in another interview, and obviously you hadn't made that decision yet to retire, but there are a few options. There was, you know, the thought of going over to England to, you know, play over there. Or stay here, I don't know, maybe Channel 9 have approached you and said, Scotty Prince, we want you to be part of our commentary team or one of the pay TV sports channels.
Yeah, at the moment, there was something that definitely interests me. It's exciting as well. So, I don't know, I'd be writing books and doing my uni work by the sounds of things.
Well, that'll keep you busy. Of course, as well as, you know, being an ambassador with the Deadly Choices mob too at the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health.
Yeah, very much so. Loving that. So, you know, that's the way we're going to live our lives, make the right choices and keep healthy, get our checkups regularly. So, yeah, loving, you know, being the ambassador for those guys and their choices.
So can we expect you at the Murray Rugby League Carnival then at the end of this month? Are you going to be playing for one of the men's side or what? Have you been approached?
No, not yet. Obviously, off the back of this interview, I might get the... I'll get a few phone calls, but I'll see. I might be available. I'll have to dust up the footy boots, though.
they haven't been sitting, too far long on the sideline. So yeah, no, I'm sure that there'll be interest in there. Scotty Prince.
We'll have to wait and see. So we'll see how it all unfolds.
No worries then. Thanks for that, Scotty.
No worries.
Good on you, and take care.
You too. Thanks for having me.
That's Scotty Prince, of course, a retiring NRL player, finishing up with the Brisbane Broncos. Had a brilliant career. So sad to see him go, but we might see him at the Murray Carnival, which I was talking to Troy about earlier today, at the at Ipswich there on the 26th to the 29th of September. And don't forget, get your health check as well if you want to get along to the carnival. If you do go to a participating Aboriginal Medical Service for your health check, you may be eligible for that four-day pass, as I was talking to Troy about earlier. A former colleague of mine, as some of you may know, I used to work over at the ABC, and a former journalist who used to work there too, by the name of Colleen Lavelle, she's in need of your help. They're hosting a Black Friday trivia night tonight, and it's to raise funds for Colleen, who has, for the last 2 years battling an inoperable brain tumour, and the medication that she's been taking has taken a toll on her body, and because of that, she's the toll that I'm referring to is that it's actually affecting her eyesight, and she's in need of eye surgery, or she will lose her eyesight. So there's this trivia night happening, Black Friday, and it is occurring at, the Alexandra Hills High School on Windermere Road at Alexandra Hills. So if you can help, there are a few numbers here that, or email people that you can talk, emails that you can talk to, communicate with. Give us a call here at the station. We'll pass on those details if you want to give Colleen a hand, a First Nations woman there, former journalist who's, in need of your support. They're hosting a trivia night, Black Friday trivia night, to help raise funds for Colleen's operation. And if you want further information about that, give us a call here at the station. We'll pass on some more details to you. 3892 0100 is the number. And that is Let's Talk for today and for this week. That's Roger Knox and Folsom Prison Blues. Before that, we heard from Amanda, Dan Sultan and Kaylina Briggs. I'm Karen Durante. Thanks for listening.